It's time to take a look at sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And we will start off with the NFL. We're in the final game of the season. The Packers had a chance to win and be in, and Detroit beat them 20-16. The Lions, who won their last, I think, 5 out of 6 games, wound up the year at 9-8, and the Packers wound up at 8-9. Other games yesterday, the Broncos wound up with a win, 31-28 over the Chargers. The Giants played well, losing to the Eagles 22-16. The Giants had an entire squad on the field that was non-starters, and they hung in there. Meanwhile, the Rams fell to the Seahawks 19-16. The Cowboys were humiliated by Washington 26-6. 26-6. The Cardinals fell to the 49ers 38-13. The Colts lost to the Texans 32-31. The Panthers beat the Saints 10-7. The Buccaneers lost to the Falcons 30-17. The Dolphins over the Jets 11-6. That's a weird score. In other games, the Lions beat the Packers, of course. So now, the wild card round. It's going to be a wild weekend. On Saturday, January 14th, the Seahawks face the 49ers at 4:30, and the Chargers face the Jaguars at 8:15. On Sunday, the Dolphins take on the Bills at 1 o'clock. The Giants take on the Vikings at 4:30 on Sunday. On Sunday, the Ravens take on the Bengals at 8:15. And then on Monday night, the Cowboys will take on the Buccaneers at 8:15. So that's the way that all looks. NBA last night. Nets over the Heat, 102-101. See if any other local teams played. I don't see them here. No. Today, the Knicks take on the Bucks. The Celtics take on the Bulls. The standings. Well, the Knicks are 22-18. They are in 7th place in the Eastern Division. But they're only 2.5 games out of 5th place and 3.5 games out of 4th place. The Celtics lead the division 28-12. The Nets are 2nd, 27-13. All right. Let us move on to the National Hockey League yesterday. See if our local teams were in action. No. Yes, the Bruins. Bruins beat the Ducks 7-1. Today, no local teams in action. Tomorrow, no local teams in action. I see. No, the Rangers tomorrow against the Wild, the Devils against the Hurricane, the Islanders against the Stars. So that's the National Hockey League in NCAA men's basketball, top 25 yesterday. Number 1, Purdue beat Penn State 76-63. Number 2, Houston over Cincinnati 72-59. Number 24, Ohio State over lost to Maryland 80-73. 15, Indiana beat Northwestern 84-83. So that was that. Sad news out of baseball. White Sox closer Liam Hendricks announced Sunday he will begin treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Quote, "I'm resolved to embrace the fight and overcome this new challenge. Our best go out to him and the fight that he will be undertaking. And as I said earlier, with Brady, first time that he wound up with a losing season. Pretty amazing. That's what you call a great career. The Steelers wound up with a pretty good year. They missed the playoffs, but they came back from oblivion to be in the fight. And yes, Tom Brady suffered his first losing season as starting quarterback yesterday. For the first time in 23 years. Amazing. It's amazing. It took him 23 years to have a losing season. Now, he didn't play for the whole game. I'm not sure that would have made a difference, but anyway. Just an amazing football player. All right, that is a check on sports this morning.